I say, what ho, this is Brian. Call me the snowman who surprisingly melted away Gardner, coming to you from the Ramblon Towers Dungeon Studio in scenic Hespler, Ontario. Actually, not the Dungeon Studio, from the Santa's Workshop portion of the towers. And you are listening to Ramblon Radio, episode number 81. Ramblon Radio is the only dedicated podcast on this or any other known internets. Be sure to go to ramblonradio.com. for all your news, all your Led Zeppelin news, any links I mentioned during the show, actually not so much today, because there's going to be a lot of links today. And I don't have time to sit down and write them all out after the fact. Subscribe to Ramblon Radio through iTunes. If you go to iTunes, leave a review. Just if you're on iTunes buying a ukulele version of Kashmir by somebody other than myself, pop over to the podcast section. Just do a quick search for Ramblon Radio. It should come up in the first or second thing. And leave a review. And it just tells them that people are listening. They're robots. Their bots pick that up. And it gets it classified and whatnot. Listen on Spreaker. Be sure to go to Ramblon Radio on Spreaker. Ramblon Radio. Spreaker is Spreaker.com. You listen to it there. Follow me. If I get 100 followers, I can kind of apply towards getting into one of the fancy big radio podcast things. But you need the 100 followers. They really don't consider it too much until you get that. So I'm up to a big 11. We're getting there. If everybody just went to Spreaker, just sign up. You don't have to do anything else. You know, follow me. That's all you have to do. Then forget you ever did it. And got everybody to do it. I'd have more than enough to consider the iHeartRadio route. Check us out at Ramblon Radio on YouTube. Got last week's episode up on YouTube. And this is, it's like a Christmas miracle. Three different videos melded together into one. Got the James Dillon interview, got me before and me after the interview. And it's easy enough to turn that into audio and turn it into a podcast. I can do that almost with my eyes closed. Turning it into an actual working video is a nightmare situation. And I did it. And it only took me, you could ask my wife if she were here, a couple hours. And much banging of the head. The whole video editing just doesn't manage to work for me for some reason. And even I get it all done and then it won't let me save. I don't understand. So, look at this. We got some stuff going on. Everything just got upset. All right. And I'm using the computer as both the video and as to read off, thinking I'll be looking at the computer more, looking at you. But then something just changed on the computer, and that really screws things up. There you go. So, follow Ramblon Radio on Facebook, on Google Plus, and at Ramblon Blog on Twitter. I do try to comment. I do try to talk to people, but time is tight, and I was going to have somebody on this week to talk about one of the things for Christmas, and I'm going to get to him, I'll mention to him, and I couldn't get back to him quick enough to say, here's a night, so time gets tight. I don't always get to stuff. This is a side show. This is not what I do for a living. Believe me, I'd be homeless. It's something I do when everything else is done. And I talked about this with James Dillon. He's drawing his pictures, pencil drawing his pictures. Hope you got orders in. I'm going to mention them again later today, but if you had orders in for Monday, he was guaranteed they'd be out in time for Christmas. But talking to James, he mentioned that himself. He thought it could do these in about a month each. But it's something that gets put aside, and then the family demands kick in, and real work demands kick in, and so much other stuff kicks in. I'm squeezing this podcast in. We got off work today early. Big surprise, and thank God. Otherwise, this might not have happened. I'm really squeezing this in. How do you like the Christmas tree, by the way? I dug it up myself. but anyway, I mentioned during the James Dillon conversation, we mentioned the ukulele, right? So that's why I thought, and he was going, oh, you got to show it. And it was almost done. It's probably about half an hour ago I actually finished filing the nut and the saddle to get it. And it's funky on its tuning right now. I don't know if it'll ever correct properly. It's a bit odd. But there you go. We'll get you. And by the way, I learned that in about 30 seconds, the Kashmir. So Don't email me going, that was awful, man. Yeah, it was. It was. I went through it once, went, okay, got it. good enough for what we wanted to do, right? So there's our intro is Kashmir, me on the ukulele. Made this ukulele for my daughter for last Christmas. Finished today. Finished. And I'm going to send her that, I'll send her that video of me doing Kashmir. So she knows and so she can groan. Oh, Christ, he did his upload song first. Wasn't the plan. I was actually going to sit down and learn Blue Christmas and record it. And because there's a real cool ukulele version of Blue Christmas out there. And I thought I would. But I just, again, time. I was hoping on the weekend to be done. So Monday night, maybe I'd sit and spend an hour learning Blue Christmas and record a version of it, singing and all, to throw on Facebook for the friends. Not that anybody, you know, friends I don't like get to listen to me sing. All my real friends know not to click on that link. Fooled you all. but anyway, so there's that ukulele. It's ready for my daughter. For best or for worst, it's ready. And we're ready to roll here. And this, I always say this, it's going to be a short one. Who knows how long it's really going to go on. Welcome to the living room. We've never recorded from this room before. I've never recorded, and I've certainly never videoed from this room before. So welcome to that, and I'm going to double check that it's all looking good. You see the tree, and I was going to lay out a presentation with a really nice table. I have this nice table, but just stuck the microphone on top of it and my coffee. And away we go. So it's a week before Christmas. It's Thursday. The phone, this is what this is great for. This is actually Wednesday the 17th. This podcast will be going up Thursday the 18th. And so that's 1 week till Christmas, exactly 1 week. And which leads me, I know for the guys, they're thinking, wow, 6 more days and then I got to start shopping. And for the girls, you're thinking, I want to get him one more thing, or what the hell do I got to get this guy? And I got the Led Zeppelin ideas. I have all the ideas for a Led Zeppelin fan. This has become a yearly tradition. And I just thought of something I forgot. I'm going to start with this because I didn't write it down. So I usually end with this. Three charitable thing, and I don't normally do this. This is my one-off yearly thing. Wow. My phone. I just got news on the phone. U.S. going to normalize relations with Cuba. That's not small news. That's not... Wow. There you go, guys. Those cheap holidays keep those communist bastards in. Us Canadians do the cheap holidays in Cuba, but I'm the kind of guy who argues with people. No, they're a horrible place. They're horrible. But it's cheap. So people go anyway. They don't care. There you go. And you guys will get your cigars. You won't have to smuggle them in from Canada now. You get those Cuban cigars going. Anyway, a couple of three charities, particularly ABC Trust, which is Jimmy Page's charity, something about Brazilian children. I believe it's the ABC Trust. You Google it, it'll come up. And they're always got stuff going on, ways to raise money. And I actually met JR when we were in New York last month. 6 weeks ago now that was. Man, wow. Going back this weekend, actually. But so if you're in New York and you see a guy looks like me, I'll take the hat off so you can recognize, because I'll be walking around New York with a hat on. Let's say hi. But so I met JR, who runs the American arm of Jimmy's charity. Splendidly nice guy. And we did talk about if something comes up, if they're doing something they want to promote, he would come on the show. So I think that's that'll happen probably one day. And great, just a really nice guy. So that's ABC Trust. Robert Plant's involved with the Children's Cancer Trust or Teenage Cancer Trust. Again, sorry, I forgot to mark this down. So I'm going off the top of my head on this. Roger Daltrey runs there, or is the head of the charity, or you know, is kind of Roger Daltrey's charity, but Robert Plant has been involved with it. Teenage Cancer Trust, I think it is. So Yeah, there you go. That's children's cancer. Look, Google it up. Google Roger Daltrey Cancer Trust, and it'll come up. And Robert Plant has been involved in that one. And I kind of always mention that. The last one I always mention is, I believe it's called the Jamie Walton Foundation, and I like to look this stuff up to get it right. Jamie Walton is a remarkable young lady, blows me away. I've heard a couple of interviews with her on the radio through the years, and she's perky, and she's one of those people you fall in love with her voice, you know. And she's she was as a young teenager in the United States, not in Cuba or Nicaragua or Somalia, as in the United States, she was trafficked as a prostitute, basically. She was turned into a prostitute in her early teens, basically fell in love with an older man. He started taking her away. She was classic grooming material in that her mother worked out. She was all by herself all the time, kind of looking for some affection, and found it in this fella. And then he took her away one weekend and had set up for all her friends, his friends, to have some fun. And from then on in, she was being prostituted, and as quite a young girl. Is now, appears to be, and you listen to her and talk to her, very well adjusted, doing well in life, well-ish in life, has a job, but ran into, a number of years ago now, is it Michael Smith, the movie director, Michael Smith, I think it is, and they're at some kind of a charitable thing anyway, her story came up, and he said to her, you should start your own charity. And the idea, she said, well, I mean, who am I? I'm nobody, right? And he said, no, you've got a story to tell. And he kind of helped her out a little. But and what they did was is they bought a house, built a house for basically teenage prostitutes to run away to, a place for them, a safe house for them. Again, I apologize. I didn't look all this stuff up before I started rolling. I normally do, I believe it's called the Jamie Walton Foundation, and I believe they have, they have the house up and running, but they're always looking for money. Look them up, look her up online, and if you go back, I probably go back a year, you'll find the same, I have the same spiel, and I have done a better, more research on it last year, but she's really blows me away, phenomenal human being. Phenomenal charity. Who doesn't want to help young girls get out of prostitution? Really. You know, this isn't about, well, it's not about decisions they made even very much. Or if it is, it's decisions they made as 12-year-olds. That put them in this horrific situation. You know, they're not equally, it's not a case of they've done something to make them liable for what's happened to them, that, you know, under no, and not, I'm not suggesting other people have or are, I hate that argument actually, but what I'm guessing at is you couldn't argue it. There's no argument to be made there. She's helping kids. She's helping kids who got in way over their head with people who are flat out evil. And, you know, so she's one I like to mention, and I have sent money to in the past. All right, so let's get on with the Christmas list. Enough of the down stuff. All I want for Christmas is some Led Zeppelin. And as I say every year, the family says they love you, love me. Christmas is, this is their chance to prove it. So it was at the birthday with the Led Zeppelin 4 box set, and they came through. And so we'll start with that. Led Zeppelin 1, 2, 3, 4, and Houses of the Holy. The remastered deluxe, remastered LP or CD, the deluxe edition, remastered plus bonus material, LP or CD, or the super deluxe edition, which is a box set and has an LP. This has the LP, deluxe editions of the LPs, that is remastered plus plus bonus material on the LP, on the CD, a download card for high definition FLAC files, plus a, like a 70 page book. The box sets really are phenomenal. I mean, if it's an album, if one of those first, I mean, why are you listening to this if you don't like at least one of the first five albums? So your Led Zeppelin fan will love one of those albums, and the box set is a great gift for them. Of course, maybe they bought it for themselves, but they don't actually have a turntable. They wanted it for the set. A nice turntable. Go down well for any music fan. And you can go out and spend thousands of dollars. I hang around the Steve Hoffman Forum, which is an audiophile forum. And the guy, there's guys there that spend thousands, $10,000 on a turntable. You know, to spend $2,000 or $3,000 isn't even a big deal there. People treat it like it's, you know, a normal, sane activity. Which it's not. It's like buying a Porsche, dude. It really is. I had no beef about it, but it's not normal. It's not what us regular folk are doing. Sorry. If you got a $3,000 turntable, I'm not mocking you, by the way. Just know that it's an extraordinary purchase. But yeah, over there, it's not so much, you know. So lots of people like the expensive turntable. You probably for $300 or $400 you can get a really nice turntable. If they're sitting on a fairly good stereo, that might be their way. But look, for $150, you can get a Crosley all-in-one. That's what I have. And I know, there are audiophiles that tell me, oh, you're ruining your record. Well, I care. I'm going to be dead in 50 years. I don't care if records are don't last 100 years, you know? I had a worse record player than this for years, and I got records downstairs that I had at the time that still work. Are they great? No. Do I still listen to them, enjoy them? Yeah. So I'm not seeing me at 80 going, well, wish I hadn't bought that turntable. So yeah, you can buy, for $150, you can buy a Crosley all-in-one. It moves the material to CDs, like burns to CD, including re-recordable CDs, which you then, I can turn into MP3 files and boom, 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 and erase and go again, and it works fabulous. Also got a cassette deck built in, and a radio. But you can get just a small, you can go get a USB turntable. You probably find one for $30 somewhere. Record Store Day last year, they did they did a special record player for Crosley. Hard to find, but it was, let's say it's the Peanuts one. As in Charlie Brown and Snoopy and stuff. The Peanuts, I think it was. So you can get all sorts of options and everything. You can really go anywhere from about $20 for a USB, plugs into your computer, turns the files into MP3, right through to, you can spend, what's the one last year? There was like a $100,000 one I saw on the internet. And it was a work of art. It was phenomenal. And I do mean that in every sense. It was meant to look phenomenal in a room. It was also extremely well balanced, you know. So you can go just about any price range you want. And I mentioned a cassette player. How about a cassette player? How about the fan? You know, especially if somebody picked up on the music in the 80s. They might have a nostalgic look back at cassette players. And buy them a cassette player and some Led Zeppelin cassettes. You can get it all on eBay, by the way. Fairly easily. That stuff's just out there. Maybe they still have their cassettes in a box downstairs. And a cassette player is all they need. Maybe they have a cassette player. They just need the cassettes. Same goes for somebody from the earlier 70s. My era, specifically. 8-tracks. I have an 8-track player. I have two 8-track players now. And I bought first one about 4 years ago, and I went about collecting, and I have about 48 tracks now. And if I go to an antique mall or something, I kind of keep my eyes open. I often find one or two 8-tracks that I'll pick up for a buck or two. And 8-track players can be had, ones that plug into a computer or plug into a stereo, are fairly common, the kind of in-house type, and cheap. It can be had, again, at any kind of antique mall, junk, flea markets, that sort of thing. But you get the portable ones, too. I have one of each. And actually, I mentioned the Crosley record player. It's got a CD burner, record player, cassette, and it has an input in the back for something else. And I have an 8-track plugged into it. And I'm telling you, if you're my age or older, people come over to the house and you throw 8-tracks. It's a conversation piece for the night. They love it. They laugh. They can't believe what they're seeing. And they sound good if they're running, if it's running well, which isn't always the case. They sound good. Now, the tapes are extremely fragile. And that's the downside. But if you're somebody's a little nostalgic for that sort of thing, you can do that fairly cheap. There's a nice little Christmas gift. All right. Plus. This year we had new music from Robert Plant, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. We had a book from Jimmy Page. Jimmy Page by Jimmy Page. I think it was this year that the Minibus Pimps, John Paul Jones' Minibus Pimps album came out. Almost positive. Could have been last year. But those are all options, all still available as well from jimmypage.com. Lucifer Rising soundtrack and other soundtracks and the Death Wish 2 soundtrack can be had on LP. All of those can be had on LP. Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar as well on CD. And if you go to Robert Plant's page, you can get a CD t-shirt combination. You know, the Zeppelin, if they don't have it, they may be like me, kind of go, well, Lucifer Rising is interesting to have, and I'd like to have it, but it's $40, and it's not something I'm ever going to listen to more than once or twice. This is true, but I bought it anyway, but... or you may be like me going, I wasn't nuts on Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar. But they may want to have it anyway because they're a Led Zeppelin fan. And so it's, you know, one of the nice things about gift giving is you give something to somebody that they might like, but they wouldn't necessarily buy for themselves for whatever reason. And it doesn't have to be price. It just could be sort of a, well, I'd like to have it, but. You can sometimes somebody hit somebody like that. So, you know, yeah, Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar might be just that occasion, or Lucifer Rising or the Minibus Pimps. They're out there. So by all means. By the way, the old LPs, the old 8-tracks, CDs, cassettes, LPs are all available on eBay. Going backwards. Right? Also at jimmypage.com, you can get shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts. I have the Lucifer Rising sweatshirt. You get the mugs. You can see my mug. Framed photographs. He still has the 5-frame photographs. Remember the British, National Gallery had 5 pictures of Jimmy Page that they hung and they immortalized digitally, and he made them available as art prints. They are £1,250 each. £1,250. Frames, beautifully framed, nice art paper, beautiful photographic paper, pictures of Jimmy, or, you know, one is of his guitars before he goes on stage. There's ones of Jimmy, all, and they're all through the years. They're right through his career. That's £1,250, probably about $2,500 nowadays, if not between $2,500 and $3,000 probably. And the boxed folio as well is a boxed folio, a big fancy box. It was £7,000, had all 5 pictures in a really fancy box. So it's at $15,000-$16,000. You know, I'm thinking the wife's gonna resist at that. Just saying. But, you know, you may have that kind of money and want to do something really special for somebody. That would be really special. At robertplant.com, you get mugs, shirts, hoodies, and tees. Jimmy has hoodies, tees, and polo shirts. I think he might even have a rugby shirt. Robert's just hoodies and tees. Plus the Lullaby, the CD or LP for Lullaby and the Ceaseless Roar, as well as the LP plus t-shirt combo. LedZeppelin.com also has t-shirt plus CD bundle. The deluxe edition CDs of 1, 2, 3, 4, and Houses of the Holy with a t-shirt of the cover. You can get those from LedZeppelin.com. They also have shirts old and new. Like vintage style shirts plus some new stuff. They have hats, baseball hats plus toques. Toque is a Canadian term. I don't know what the rest of the world term would be. It's a hat. It's like a longshoreman's hat. I don't know what you guys call. We often hear in Canada that's a very Canadian term. I have no idea what other people call those hats. But listen, go to LedZeppelin.com. Look on our hats, not the baseball hats. Those the other ones are toques. If you don't know what I mean by toque. And they're a winter hat, basically. And they actually have kind of a nice one. They have some concert lithographs as well. Concert posters. They have a lithograph, which is like $100. They have a lesser cost one, which is a screen print. Same posters. And then they have the poster, and the poster's worth $30. So I forget what the screen prints were, but it would be between the $99 and $30. This year saw some book. We got some books. Jimmy Page by Jimmy Page, I mentioned already. Dave Thompson's Robert Plant, The Voice That Sailed the Zeppelin. I liked it, although it had its flaws, including real errors of fact. There's a book out called Led Zeppelin on Led Zeppelin, Interviews and Encounters, edited by Hank Berkowitz. It starts, the first interview is in Go Magazine on December 27, 1968. I saw this book, I was looking for the Glyn Johns book, Sound Man. I read that and loved it. And I actually was buying a couple of copies for people on my list. And I can't tell you who in case they listen. But the Glyn Johns Sound Man is a phenomenal book. So I was looking for that for them. And I found this book called Led Zeppelin on Led Zeppelin, and Interviews and Encounters. And it's basically all sorts of interviews about the guys, but they're talking about the band themselves. So like I say, the first one is December 27th, and it's a really interesting one. I read through that, and it's a really interesting one. It's available on iBooks, must be available on Kobo and at Amazon. It's also available in hardcover, and put it on my Christmas list. Dave Lewis, our pal Dave Lewis, you can always go and get Type Out Loose magazine, a subscription, including pick up the latest edition if you don't get that, which is a phenomenal one, but also his Feather in the Wind, Over Europe 1980, the book about Led Zeppelin's final tour, and his Nebworth book, which I can't remember the subtitle of it. It's a book about Nebworth, though. He reissued it just last year. And those are available at his website. And then there's some oldies. How about Hammer of the Gods? The famous old Hammer of the Gods is maybe years since your person has read it, and they don't have their copy anymore. Get it on paperback, stick it in their stocking. Brad Talinsky's Jimmy Page. What Jimmy referred to as a terrible book just last week. There's also one by George Case, who we had on this show way back when. Called Jimmy Page, Man, Magus, Musician, which I always liked. I thought was, he compiled together numerous sources, third-party sources like interviews and whatnot to put it together, but he did a good job of it. And he also wrote Led Zeppelin FAQ, and that's when we had him on the show when that was out. A whole lot of lead from our Ralph Hewlett. We also had this. See, if you're just coming to the show, you missed some interviews. Ralph Hewlett was on the show. A whole lot of lead, the book is called. It's also called Good Times, Bad Times. I think the original was called Good Times, Bad Times. And then it came out later as Whole Lot of Lead. I could be wrong on that. It's by Jerry Prochnicki and Ralph Hewlett. And Ralph was a good man. Came on the show and did a great interview. As a matter of fact, I screwed up the interview. I screwed up the audio recording of the interview. Had to email back. Oh, that went poorly. We got no sound. And he immediately jumped up and says, let's do it again right now. So I did it again, and I got talking to him. He says, by the way, you know, I thought for a question you might have is, you know, X, Y, Z. And he gave me a couple of questions that turned out well. And okay, that's great. And actually, what I do in an interview now, I tend to ask people beforehand, anything you want, anywhere you want me to go, any question you want, because they might have an idea, they might have something in the back of their brain. Had I not kind of had that conversation with James Dillon, I wouldn't have known about his new band that he's been working on. Although he mentioned it to me quite early on in the process that, you know, so it was a kind of quick lesson for me. The Led Zeppelin scarves, they are expensive, £750 or something like this. Is it Paul Smith is the name of the designer? But lovely scarves, and maybe somebody would like, but that's the kind of thing, maybe you got some money, and that would certainly be the kind of thing that somebody might say, I can't justify buying that for myself. And you're thinking, you know, I'd love to spend $1,000 on him. But what am I going to buy him? He's already got a car. So a scarf. So when he goes to a fancy dinner, the most expensive thing he wears, he can hand in at the coat check. That's an important thing to have to be able to do. Somebody says, nice suit. I should see my scarf. I left it at the coat check. Subscription type of loose. James Dillon. We just talked about James Dillon, his pencil drawings. Hopefully you ordered them Monday so that we got them out the door. He got them at the door for you on time. But the pencil drawings from James Dillon. He has John Bonham and Robert Plant done. Robert Plant is a portrait. John Bonham's a landscape. came up this week, and somebody asked him about this on Facebook. He's already started John Paul Jones. John Paul Jones will be a portrait. Jimmy Page, or sorry, John Paul Jones will be a landscape. Jimmy Page will be a portrait. And then he kind of talked about Jason will be a different size. And he seems to be thinking in terms of being able to, you know, put these together in a certain way. He seems to be thinking of nice design setup for them once they're all done. They, you put them together on the wall in a certain way. So that'll be nice. So yeah, that's James Dillon. JamesDillonOfficial.com. If you want to know more about that, go to last week's podcast. The video, the Christmas Miracle for 2014. What year is this? 14. 2000, it's almost over, so I'll get it right soon. The Christmas Miracle for 2014 Christmas season is that I got the video up in its entirety, all three sections. So it's on YouTube if you go there, or if you just go to last week's podcast. As well, if you go to Tribute Apparel, Tribute Apparel, all one word, and I'm not seeing an E in there, T-R-I-B-U-T, Tribut Apparel, actually, .com. But if you Google Tribute Apparel, it'll come up. They have t-shirts. They have lots of t-shirts. They have tons of great t-shirts. They have one I love. And matter of fact, it's my, for a long time, I don't know if it still is, my phone. No, currently is not. But I have, on my phone, I have one of their pictures of Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's not even Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's his guitar leaning against an amplifier with a microphone and his hat on the end of the microphone. It's a phenomenal shot. Or drawing, painting by the looks of it. And it makes a great t-shirt. So, but they have lots of Led Zeppelin t-shirts, and they have lots of different Led Zeppelin t-shirts. That's tributeapparel.com. Or try butt apparel. Take your pick. All right. Tickets. Now, Led Zeppelin don't tour anymore, of course. They, you're out of luck for that. But you can get some tickets. You can get tickets. I've been in contact with a guy. I don't even know what happened here. I've been in contact with a guy who has tickets to the concert that never was in Chicago, September 25th, 1980, when they destroyed Chicago Stadium. These things sat in boxes in the thing for years, and his company recently picked them up, recently going back a few years now. And they have framed them with a little certificate of authenticity and a ticket. And you can go to LedZeppelinTickets.com, all one word. I don't need to spell any of those ones out for you. I think LedZeppelinTickets.com, and he has these beautiful framed Chicago, September 25th, 1980 tickets, the full tickets. Never got distributed. People ordered them, then the concert was canceled, and they never got distributed, but they got printed, and they sat in boxes in the basement of Chicago Stadium. Now, a regular chatter with me on Twitter, and friend of the show, I guess we call him, Daryl, has a company called HB Collectibles. He's on eBay as Zoso11782. The company website is HLK Collectibles. It's way over there, and I'm wearing my glasses, so sorry about Daryl, I got that wrong. HLKCollectiblesInc.com. They're on Amazon. So we go to Amazon and look at HLK Collectibles. You should stumble across them. Now, here's what he says. eBay and Amazon are mostly non-rock items. I have hundreds of authenticated high-end concert tickets, but they are for sale at the Hard Rock store at the Hard Rock Hotel in Vegas. So you go to Vegas and you see something for HLK Collectibles, that's Daryl. Hey, go, look, 5 days, 7 days till Christmas. Go get it. Got a present to buy for your loved one. Go to Vegas. yeah, that's why you're going to Vegas, right? But he does have some stuff. Uh-oh. We're going to be in trouble here in a minute. I forgot to plug in the computer, and now it's running down. Gotta hurry. So he has some stuff there. Most of it's at the Hard Rock, but he has some t-shirts and that sort of thing. on eBay. He has a T-shirt. He had on the eBay anyway. He had a copy of Frank Redden's Sonic Boom, the book. I reviewed it way back. I think the first or second podcast. A big encyclopedia, the Zeppelopedia, I believe Frank Redden called it. And then on eBay, there's a guy called Chris Leone. Bronx Bomber 77 is his eBay name. Bronx Bomber. And then he has cufflinks. He has all sorts of little stuff. Cufflinks, guitar slides actually with a Zoso on it. These pendants, tie pins. He has a nice Nurses Do It Better vinyl window sticker. And way back when, before I started doing this, I didn't even know who Chris was. I ordered a Zoso window sticker, vinyl window sticker off him for my car. And I'll tell you the story quickly. I got the car, and so I ordered it, and it comes about a week later, and I go out, and I'm kind of looking at it going, okay, how does it go on the window? And I'm playing with it, and I'm thinking, and I end up putting it on a spot that's dark. It's a tinted window, and then at the bottom there's a black strip, and so it's this black window sticker on the black strip. So if you're driving at the right light round in Ontario, and you see a silver Jeep, and just in the right light, you notice there's Zoso, but you otherwise can't really tell it's there. That's me. And actually, I think it's kind of cool. It doesn't stand out. If I just stuck it in the silver, everybody'd always see it. But this way, you know, you'd be driving down the road one day and go, oh. So that's. And then there is the object. You can buy an object. $25. One guy had one. There was one on for $24.99. It didn't say, I was actually about to buy it, but it didn't say. He said he may not ship to Canada. So I'm a dick. I don't dick around with people who may not ship to Canada. You either ship to Canada or you don't. And I want to know what it's going to cost right off the bat. I'm not a fool around kind of guy that way. You don't want to ship to Canada, then fine. You don't want to sell it to me, that's fine. You want to sell it to me, then you put that you ship to Canada. That's the way I am. But there was one there, $24.99, but it was only probably over by now. Only had a couple hours left in the sale. And there was one for $129.99. Likely the $129.99 one was maybe more official or much better quality of a bootleg, whatever. But you can get them, and I'd love that. An object would be the one thing I would love to have. Love to get a legit one, for sure, but even just a fake one to have on the desk, I don't know why. It's one of those odd things. Anyway, that's it. I'm running out of battery, so I better do this fast. That's it for Ramble on Radio. Episode number 81. Check RambleOnRadio.com for notes on this week's podcast, Led Zeppelin news, reviews, and any links mentioned in today's podcast. Follow Ramble on Radio on Facebook, Google+, and at Ramble on Blog on Twitter. You can subscribe to Ramble on Radio through iTunes. Do not forget to leave a review if you go to iTunes. Listen on Spreaker. Be sure to go to Ramble on Radio on Spreaker and check it out at Ramble on Radio on YouTube. Thanks for listening to Ramble on Radio, episode 81. Have a Merry Christmas. Listen, next week is Christmas on the Thursday, which is the day I released the podcast. So I'm not going to, I was hoping maybe I would get an interview. I was looking for an interview with Glenn Johns. I was looking for an interview with Debbie Bonham. I emailed Dave Lewis about getting his Jimmy Page interview. I tried a few things like that. If I could have got something like that, I would have dropped it as Christmas present for you guys. Nothing came through. So I'm just going to leave Christmas alone, and on New Year's Day, likely, may even be January 7th by the time there's another podcast, but I'm going to try for a New Year's Day one. So that's it. Thank you for listening to Ramble on Radio. Have a very Merry Christmas. Have a happy Hanukkah. Today's the first day of Hanukkah. Have a happy Hanukkah. Whatever holiday you celebrate, everybody celebrates something this time of year. Whatever you're celebrating, please enjoy it. Please be safe. Please have a good time. Listen to lots of great music. And as every week, keep it cool, babies.
I'm sure there'll be internet forums telling me what I'm doing.
Switch off the internet.